Please be advised that this episode contains violence.
You have a safe house.
Told you!
I'm a paranoid time traveler with an unspent inheritance. Of course I have a safe house. Thanks for keeping it secret, Chloe. I should have guessed that you'd heard it in my mind.
Well, it is a safe house. I figured you didn't want anybody knowing.
Good guess. I know it's weird. I bought it this summer, thought it'd be a good idea. And because I'm extra anxious about literally everything, it has the best security system money can buy and is completely wired.
But no furniture.
Yeah, I haven't really gotten around to doing these front rooms yet, but there's a couch and a table and some kitchen stuff and beds in the bedrooms, but, well, it's a big house.
How big?
4 bedrooms.
I am never going to make a fuss about you buying me dinner ever again.
How long can we stay here?
As long as you need.
Until we get the Damien situation handled.
I'm sure Ellie will figure something out, but let's not take any risks.
Okay, I'll go out and get some food and some more towels and stuff. Any specific requests?
No, I'll go.
What? No, Chloe.
If Damien is wandering around out there in some sort of manhunt, I'm the one who should be out in public. He can't do anything to me.
Chloe!
She's right. Chloe should be the one to go.
Thanks, Dr. Bright.
Okay, fine. Here's my credit card.
Chloe, if you're going to be out already, would you mind dropping by my office and getting a few files? I'll tell you which ones.
What for?
Maybe I can find another solution to Damien's problem. A different carrot to dangle in front of him.
Good idea.
Grab her office scotch while you're at it.
Mark.
What? Who knows how long we'll be here?
Okay, boys, you guys can take one of the upstairs bedrooms. Wait, is it okay for you guys to share a room?
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, our parents aren't here.
Right, okay, well, cool. Right this way. What did you guys tell your parents anyway?
A modified version of the truth.
Meaning?
Well, they know about you guys. You know, that I have atypical friends and stuff. And they know that Adam's parents are kind of involved in all this. So I told them we're doing like an atypical group retreat thing. You know, like group therapy.
Smart. Adam, did you tell your folks the same thing?
More or less. I've done group stuff before, and they know Caleb does therapy too, so I just told them I'm along for moral support. You know, showing them the ropes and stuff.
What about your aunt? Won't you tell them what's going on?
I have no idea. She's so secretive, and she and my mom have always been really competitive, so if my mom thinks Annabelle has put me in danger, she's gonna be pissed.
As she should be.
Caleb.
What? I'm pissed. You are in danger, and it is Annabelle's fault.
Well, you're not in danger now. The only people with this address are currently in this house are Chloe. And Damien can't get to her. You guys are safe here.
Thanks, Sam.
Yeah, thanks.
I'll leave you guys to settle in.
You okay?
I should be asking you that.
I'm fine.
Aren't you freaked?
I don't know. Yeah, a little. Okay, I'm fucking terrified.
God, why didn't you say that? The entire time over here, I thought I was wigging out all by myself.
I don't know. I thought one of us should be calm in a crisis. How did you not feel me panicking?
Probably because I was panicking just as much. You know, it's hard for me to tell us apart when we're feeling the same thing.
Yeah, I know.
So you're not fine?
No, not at all.
Thank God.
I keep thinking about seeing Damien yesterday. How he made me feel. Like, I just wanted to do whatever he said.
I know.
I mean, if he found me again?
I know.
How are you supposed to defend yourself against something like that?
That's what you have me for.
Of course. I knew there was a reason.
Just shut up and unpack.
Into what? We're in an empty room.
Oh, right.
Our lives are totally ridiculous, aren't they?
Yep. Helps distract from the bone-crushing fear, though.
Very true.
I don't get it. How did Damien even find out about Adam?
I don't know.
Oh, fuck.
What?
It was me.
What?
I told him.
Mark, have you been talking to Damien?
No, no. It was that first night. When we got back and Caleb was there, I was reading your thoughts and I...
asked if Caleb was dating Wadsworth's nephew.
Oh my God, and Damien was there.
How did we miss that?
We weren't really paying attention to him, were we? I mean, he was basically just window dressing at that point.
Yeah, but he must have remembered. God, I can't believe I did this.
It isn't your fault.
It sort of is.
Yeah, but there's no way you could have predicted that this would happen.
I should have.
God, is self-flagellation like the official family sport?
Damien said he knew someone who had Wadsworth's address. I thought he was bluffing. I should have realized.
Do you think Wadsworth is gonna kidnap him or something? I mean, she's not gonna just let this lie, right?
No, I don't think she will.
I'm confident that she'll settle this one way or another.
I don't know. Damien is pretty good at avoiding the law.
What?
What do you mean?
Well, when we were on the road, we never paid for anything, and, well, at one point, we stole a car.
Mark!
What? It's not like I could do anything. But Damien never drew attention to us. He's able to break all these laws, get money, food, housing, cars, without ever getting caught. And it's not just his power. I mean, the effect he has on people eventually wears off, so he's learned to move on, and to avoid suspicion. He's really good at lying low and surviving.
So what? Are you saying we're in for a long stay?
We could be, yeah.
Great.
Aren't you glad I asked about the scotch now?
Sam, would you be so kind as to show me where I'll be staying?
Sure thing. Figure the boys and Chloe's will be in the room upstairs, and the three of us can use the rooms down here. Keep an eye and whatnot.
What, like an actual night watch rotation?
No, I don't think we need to go that far. Once it's set, the alarms will go off if anyone approaches the house. But I think it's good for the, you know, adults to be on the ground floor.
Sound logic, Sam.
Thanks. It's this way. Here you go. The bathroom's through here, and Mark and I, will be just right down the hall. This is a bit weird, isn't it?
A little.
Yeah, I don't really know how to do this. There's not really a guidebook on how to date your former therapist's brother.
We've been managing all right so far.
We haven't really been spending very much time together.
No, I suppose not.
I think we were becoming friends, you know? Like actual friends. I don't want Mark being back to change that.
Is this really the time to be discussing this?
What else are we gonna do?
Fair enough. We are friends, Sam. We're all just adjusting.
What is going on with you two?
What do you mean?
You and Mark, things seem tense.
Like I said, we're adjusting.
Are you two, you know, okay?
I think so. I honestly don't know, actually. Sometimes it's like old times, like no time has passed. And other times, well, I can feel this enormous canyon between us.
I hope I haven't been adding to that. I know he's been spending a lot of time at mine.
No, Sam, it's fine. I think it's been good for him to be out and about, even if that means being at someone else's apartment.
I know he misses you. You know, when you're at work, he'll come over for tea and tell me stories about the two of you as kids. He loves you, Joan.
But that's not right, is it? Him missing me when I'm right here?
I don't know.
I miss him, too. I just, I don't know how to close the gap.
Time, right? I mean, it's been so long.
Some of it was already there before, though. We had been, well, we disagreed about some things. Before he went missing, we were arguing about the way that Mark was living his life. We were becoming more different as we grew up, and it was hard. We had started to grow apart. I'm not sure we can ever get back what we had.
Then build something new, something better than before.
Looks like Chloe's optimism is getting through to someone.
Yeah, maybe. Although lately she's been, I don't know. Why did you let her go instead of me earlier?
She's immune to Damien's power. It made the most sense.
You know I can disappear at any moment, right? If I saw Damien coming, I would have just left.
Why does it matter?
I just hate always being the one who isn't doing anything.
You're not. Sam, you have done so much in the past few months.
I know, and I've liked it. I want to do more. I want to go after Damien and deal with him myself.
You can't.
Why not?
He brought you up earlier. He called, made some threats.
What?
And he mentioned you specifically.
What did he say?
Well, I called him on his bluff about hurting Mark, and he seemed to think that you were the next best target.
Do you think he'd actually physically harm someone?
I don't know. But Sam, I don't think it's wise to underestimate him.
I'm not underestimating him. It's just that I finally have something to protect again, and I don't want to mess it up.
Sam, I really don't think that Damien would hurt Mark.
It's not just Mark, it's all of you. Damien threatening anyone in this house is... I hate sitting here.
I know. Me too.
I'm gonna go check on Caleb and Adam. Frank, what are you doing here?
Chloe came to borrow her mom's car. I volunteered to help her grab supplies. I hope that's all right.
Of course. She told you the address?
Obviously.
No, sorry. It's just, you guys weren't in public, right? When she gave it to you, no one overheard?
No, Sam. The secret is safe.
Good.
I also brought some games from the Turners. Thought you guys might get bored.
Oh, Lord. Is that Hugger Mugger? I haven't seen that game in ages.
Thanks, Frank. There's absolutely nothing to do here but stare at the wall, so you've probably saved our lives.
Oh, believe me. I did a lot of waiting around in the Marines. I know what boredom can do to a person. I'll go grab the rest.
Let me give you a hand.
Thanks.
Is that Hugger Mugger?
Can you believe it? I'd half thought I made it up. I've never met anyone else who's heard of this game.
Sam's been holding out on me.
No, actually, Frank brought it from Chloe's house.
Gotcha. So have we resorted to playing board games already?
Don't you remember playing this as kids? It was our favorite. You and Mom would be on a team, and then me and Dad would
be... Yeah, I remember.
Mark.
I'm gonna go lie down.
Mark, have you given any more thought to calling them?
Yeah, I have. I'm not going to.
Mark, they worry about you.
How do you know? When was the last time you actually spoke to them?
They send me a birthday card every year. They've been sending yours, too.
You know that doesn't count.
Christmas. 2 years ago. They called.
Did they ask about me?
Of course they did.
What did you tell them?
The truth? That you had gone missing?
Were they relieved?
Mark, of course not. Would you have preferred that I never spoke to them ever again?
I just wish you hadn't taken their side.
I didn't take their side, Mark. I didn't see the point in cutting them out of my life entirely.
That's easy for you to say. You're not the one they rejected.
I'm sorry, okay?
Did they sound happy?
I think so. They've retired to a small town in Canada, one where they can get to know all the residents.
That's good. No surprises.
I believe that was the idea, yes. I tried to talk them around, you know, after you first told them. That's why I didn't cut them off. I thought I could...
You thought you could convince them.
It turns out reversing 2 decades of fear was a bit beyond my reach.
It's just not fair. They had one bad experience with an atypical.
Well, it was a very bad experience.
Joni!
I'm not trying to defend them. It's just... Some people don't react well to finding out that there's a whole subset of humankind that could easily overpower the average person. They felt powerless. Their entire world changed, and they didn't know how to protect us from the new reality.
Yeah, that much was obvious, but I wouldn't say that they handled it particularly well.
No, they didn't.
All that paranoia and secrecy growing up, that was their thing. It was never supposed to apply to the two of us, Joni. You kept so much stuff from me, and I get that you were trying to protect me, but that doesn't make it okay.
I know. And I'm sorry. I should have told you about the AM. But I promise, I won't keep things from you ever again.
Good.
But shouldn't that be a two-way street?
What?
Will you ever get to the point where you can start telling me things like you used to?
I don't know, Joni. I really don't know.
Sorry to interrupt. I just wanted to see if you guys were hungry at all. I was thinking about making some dinner.
Sure, I could eat.
Where's Frank?
He went to drop off Vanessa's car. He's not sure if Damien would be able to recognize it if he kept it here.
Good thinking. I'll go check on the boys. See if they're hungry.
Are you okay?
I'm fine.
Are you and your sister okay?
Well, we're about to be locked in a house together for a couple days, so I'm sure we'll find out.
And here I was worried we wouldn't have any entertainment.
Oh, yes. The Bryants are known for turning not talking about things into a spectator sport.
Come on, let's go get dinner ready.
I'm sorry, you were serious about making dinner? Because last time I checked, you're hopeless in the kitchen.
Why do you think I came and got you?
Ah, I see. This is why you keep me around, because I'm such an amazing cook.
Yeah, that's why. And what do we say, amazing? You're an interesting cook. But you've never accidentally left the stove unattended, which is a plus.
Interesting.
Mountain Dew doesn't actually count as a marinade.
Whoa, whoa, whoa. Hey, you like that.
Chloe, you here?
Frank? What are you doing here?
I'm here to pick you up.
I thought I said to stay at the house.
I don't like you wandering around on your own when that guy's out there.
I know, but I'm safe from him. You're not. You need to go back.
You almost done here?
Yeah, actually, I think I've got everything. Did you drive here?
I dropped the car back at your mom's. I think we should take the bus to the house.
Okay. Yeah, that's a good idea. Let's get going.
Hiya, sunshine. I figured one of you would come back to the office.
God, Damien, have you just been lurking outside the building this whole time?
I had a free afternoon.
Go away.
Not until you tell me where Wadsworth's nephew is.
No way.
Fine. Then your toy soldier will.
He doesn't know anything.
Then there's no harm in asking, is there?
He's that...
Aw, come on now, Chloe. That's not playing fair. Let him go.
You know your power doesn't work on me. Frank and I are leaving.
Fine. Then we'll do this the old-fashioned way.
What are you...
Chloe!
Shut up and stay still! Gotta love that military obedience. Now tell me where they are.
So how do you play this game?
It's like Trivial Pursuit, except for words.
What?
Sounds great. I'm in.
Of course that would sound appealing to you.
Hey, did you guys set aside food for Chloe and Frank?
Yeah.
I think it was by the microwave.
Oh shit, was that for them?
Oh my god. Did you eat it?
I didn't realize we were saving it.
I can't leave you alone for a second, can I?
Nope. You gotta be with me at all times. Sorry.
You're ridiculous.
You're both ridiculous. Here, read over the rules. I'll make more.
Thank you.
Before we play, you should know. I am very good. Completely undefeated, in fact.
That's not true. I beat you once in 1998. Greatest day of my life.
If I remember correctly, I had to leave halfway through to set up for the science fair. You can't win if your opponent isn't there.
It still counts.
Who's that?
Damn.
Frank? Oh my god, Chloe?
What the hell happened?
He knocked her out.
What?
Here, lay her on the couch. Chloe? Chloe, are you okay?
How long has she been unconscious?
Less than 10 minutes. I got here as fast as I could.
What happened?
He knows. Damien knows where the safe house is. I told him.
What? Why? What were you even doing there?
After I dropped off the car, I just got worried about her. I didn't like her being out there alone.
She's immune to his ability. You're not. You shouldn't have been there.
I know. But it's a good thing I was, seeing as she's not immune to getting hit over the head.
Oh my god.
Frank?
Yes, Chloe. I'm here.
Oh my god. My head hurts. Damien, where is he?
I don't know. He hit you and then ran.
Okay, everyone, get your things. Sam, you wouldn't happen to have a second safe house, would you?
It didn't occur to me, actually.
Let's call Annabelle. Maybe she can help us.
Oh, goody. The whole gang is here.
Damien?
Nope. Nobody move an inch. Capiche? Nobody say a word.
That's not how this works anymore.
Stop fighting me on this, Mark. I've been doing this a lot longer than you. I will win.
Damien, just leave. We can't do anything for you.
Oh, that's where you're wrong. You, emo kid. You're coming with me.
No way.
Oh.
Looks like someone's grown up a little bit since I last saw him.
Damien, just go away.
Jeez. How'd you get here before me? That soldier of yours sure is fast, isn't he?
You're lucky you're still breathing after what you did to her.
Oh, please, she's fine. Boy, there sure is a lot of macho energy in this room right now, isn't there? And yet, look at you all. Just standing there. Totally in my control.
Not all of us.
What are you gonna do? Hit me with a lamp? We did that one already, sweetheart. Let's move on.
I...
Oh, not too strong in your feet there, huh? I've heard concussions can be bad for balance. You should take it easy.
Damien, just get out of here.
Not without the kid.
Okay.
No, Adam, fight it. What do you want with him?
Well, it seems his viper of a relative can actually feel affection. I have a feeling she'll be more inclined to give me what I want if I've got her favorite nephew over the coals.
And what exactly do you want from Wadsworth?
Haven't you heard? She can make people immune to atypicals. Pretty neat, huh?
Wait, what? She actually...
It would appear so, yes.
How long have you known about this?
Sam, I...
Anyway, I need some of her magic mushrooms or whatever, and... Why are we even talking about this? Come on, kiddo. Let's get out of here.
No, stop. You're not taking him anywhere.
God, you sure are a pain. Do you not get how this works? I want stuff, and it happens. And you are powerless to stop me.
No, let me tell you how this works, Damien. You've got a room full of people who are really, really angry at you right now.
Aw, you're trying to hurt my feelings.
I know you don't care about what people think of you, Damien, but this anger, it's stronger than what you want.
Caleb, just stay cool, okay? Damien, you can't keep us all in line forever. You're straining it already. Just leave.
I will, but he's coming with me.
No way!
Oh, look. The big, scary boy can move. Whoop-dee-doo.
Get away from Adam!
No can do, kiddo.
Seriously, Damien!
Oh, you're so mad. Look at your little face. God, you're practically shaking. Well, I'd love to stay and watch you furrow your brow some more, but we've got an auntie to go visit. Come now, Adam.
Adam, don't listen to him.
If you do anything to him, I swear!
Ah, don't worry, big guy. I just need to get his aunt's attention. I'll only hurt him a little.
Caleb!
You're not gonna touch him!
No, Caleb, stop! Stop!
Episode 39 was written and directed by Lauren Chippen and produced by Misha Stanton. In this episode, you heard the voices of Julia Morizawa as Dr. Bright, Anna Laurie as Chloe, Lauren Chippen as Sam, Andrew Nowak as Mark, Brigham Snow as Caleb, Alex Gallner as Adam, Philip Jordan as Frank, and Charlie Ian as Damien. Our music is composed and performed by Evan Cunningham. If you'd like to support the show and get access to special behind-the-scenes content, please visit patreon.com/thebrightsessions. The Bright Sessions would like to thank Mark Holden and the Invisible Studios, Elizabeth Laird, Anna Laurie, Elizabeth and Matthew Harrington, Ken Hertz, Alyssa Adler, Oswaldo Rossi, and Authentic. The Bright Sessions will return in 2 weeks on June 7th with our season finale. Until then, thanks for listening and stay strange.